This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How long will it last, huh? That's my curiosity. What is he talking about? The Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. How long will it last? I feel like a Baptist preacher up in here. Yeah. Get my choir humming. How long will it last? How long will David Hogg's 15 minutes of fame last? It's already starting to dwindle. What do you think? I think it's dwindling. I think he's done all he's going to do. I think the kid is in trouble. Leftists are going to continue to try to hype him up, and they're, you know, the gun control thing. And, of course, there'll be another school shooting at some point, a legacy of the Obama administration. And then we'll be talking about it again. And David Hogg will appear, crisis actor. I told you, man. Hitler Youth. That's what he looks like. I don't care what anybody says. One of my friends got fired. He lost his job over David Hogg. I don't know what he said, but they said he threatened to sexually assault David Hogg. And I thought, that's ridiculous. So he had a TV show and a radio show. He got fired from both. Not kidding. That's how crazy things are in this world. David Hogg costing people money, costing people their jobs, rabble-rousing for all the wrong reasons, trying to build up his own little reputation because he wants to be somebody. And instead of doing it, you know, the way normal kids do it, he's going to make a political statement. Not because he's right about it. He's blatantly wrong. He knows that he's wrong on the stats. He's wrong on in every possible way. And yet, they want to give him his, you know, his time and energy. And here's what's funny about it. The left really believe in college, right? That college is the biggest ruse on the planet, and the left love it. They love to, you know, get that kid out of high school. He learns how to do. Don't get him in a trade school. Don't teach him how to, you know, be a mechanic or woodwork or a welder or something, you know, that he could actually go out right after high school and start making decent money. No. Nope. Send him to college so he can continue not having a skill set and learning more theoretical BS about social justice agendas and gender studies and all kinds of crap. And that's going to do him some good. But when it comes to David Hogg getting rejected by colleges, don't say anything about that. Oh, the colleges now are suddenly stupid. We played a clip a while back of Allison Camerota. What college wouldn't want you, David Hogg? My golly, you're amazing. What are they smoking over there? She's criticizing one of her institutions. That's what I want you to understand. That's liberalism. They criticize it when it suits their need. See, the colleges are actually smart. They're going, we don't want this kid. This is like the police academy. They go, no. You're power hungry. You're an attention hog. You're a thrill seeker. That's not what makes a good cop. By the way, that's not what makes a good human being or a good whatever David Hogg wants to be. You have to be able to control those emotions. David Hogg can't. He can't even figure out which side of an issue to be on. He's a racist if he doesn't want guns. He's a misogynist if he doesn't want guns. He's anti-American if he doesn't want guns. Means he's a Marxist or a socialist if he wants to take away your Second Amendment rights, which, I quote, shall not be infringed upon, which he's infringing upon. And encouraging this, all because a handful of students get shot. Don't misunderstand me. I feel sorry for every single one of these kids that dies. But let me tell you who killed them. Leftism killed them. How many times do we have to talk about who killed who? These kids that come back to these schools have been, anybody? Want a word? You want? Grab the bull. Yeah, bullied. They've been bullied. Not by your conservative kids. Ask yourself, what you do. If my kids even hinted that they were bullying some kid, I'm going to tell you something right now. I would be like, my youngest son has a little friend and he's a little kid. He just looks up to him. And I tell him all the time, look, you better treat that little boy like he's a little brother. You better treat him with respect. He looks up to you. You need to mentor him. He's like, I know, Dad. I know. I got this. Would never let him tease him. And the little guy is, you know, he's a little whirling dervish. He's like, you know, a little mini-me. Wants to be a big kid. You know, and I get it. Doesn't have a big brother. But I'm telling you, and my son's like, God, Dad, I got to take him. Yeah. Yes, take him. Take him. Go do something with him. So the point is, you're not going to bully. In a conservative family won't allow for bullying. You know, it's like the Kyle story where they talk about, you know, there are sheep wolves and there are sheep dogs. I raise sheep dogs. We can kill wolves and we protect the sheep. End of story. That's what I do. I pride myself on that. Anyway, David Hogg is going to forego his first year of college, they say. This is what was written about him. One of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School's most visible student activists will postpone his first year of college to devote time to political causes. Well, hey, he can join Jennifer Lawrence. She's taking time off. He can join Chelsea Handler. Maybe they can all get together and take their time away from their careers so they can go do something else. Make a difference in the world. They said he's been accepted at the University of California, Irvine, but he will not be going to college this year because he's decided to take a year off and work on midterm elections. That's what his mother said. Well, good for him. Let me tell you, we're working on midterm elections, and I'm going to be where Hogg is, and we're going to go win some. You know, because I'm not going to California where, you know, we have no shot, but I'm going to go where David Hogg is, and then we're going to have a confrontation, and I'm going to say, hey, David, I'd love to have a debate with you or get one of my proteges to debate you on any issue you have, because I contend, David Hogg, you're a racist who hates women. 17-year-old senior at Parkland, Florida school where the 17 people were fatally shot on Valentine's Day, but he's emerged, get this, as a high-profile advocate for gun control measures. How's that working out for old David? You got a couple places where those cities are about to be sued, and you know what's going to happen? They're going to get their butts kicked. They're going to get their butts kicked. The Second Amendment is going to win the day in the Supreme Court if it gets to that. And I hope everybody in the food chain, I hope these cities go bankrupt getting sued. I hope everybody sues every one of them because these clowns should not be thwarting the Constitution over a nonsensical issue and using David Hogg. David Hogg, take your butt to college. Go give your money to the system. I'm going to make a prediction. David Hogg may very well never go to college. You want to know why? Because he might just be smart enough to know he can skip it. Yeah. We all want to see our kids do well and all that. Let me tell you, college isn't necessarily it. David Hogg knows that. His mother knows it. And the colleges know it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We got a ton to talk about, folks. Jeez, come off the weekend, it's just so many things to discuss. But I was listening to Dinesh D'Souza, who's a good friend of mine. And it's funny, I was having a conversation about Dinesh because a buddy of mine asked me, what do you think about Dinesh? I said, Dinesh is amazing. I said, Dinesh is like a, he's got such a historical background that when he delivers sort of a sarcastic thing to you, it's so couched in history that you miss the sarcasm, and it's very sneaky. So I said he's somewhere between Thomas Sowell and me. I'm less on history than I am on sarcasm. I mean, I'll talk history a bit, but that's not my forte. Thomas Sowell, you know, knows it cold, and Dinesh is in between where he can deliver a little bit of barbarous wit with it. So and I was describing that, and my friend goes, "That's exactly where I see you guys." I said, now, Dinesh can't deliver the humor the way I do it, but I don't have his history. And I don't like to read to the degree that he does, where he references things and says, well, you know, so-and-so wrote a very good thesis about this, and he goes into it. I'm not that guy. Now, once I hear it from, like, a Dinesh, I'll say, well, Dinesh D'Souza talked about this, but I'm not the guy that's going to be reading just voluminous, volumes of stuff on, you know, all the history of this, that, and the other. No, it's not me. But anyway, he's in an event, I don't know where, and a girl asks him about white privilege. And Dinesh gives her an answer, and it's worth hearing. I'm going to comment on it a little bit afterwards, but it's rather long, but it's so worth it. So here's that clip.
So you were talking about the evolution of the term white supremacy, racism, all of those ideas. But the fact is, white supremacy is not new. The conservative values that you and many here wish to uphold, y'all kind of ignore the fact that this country was founded on the genocide of Native Indigenous peoples who were called primitive savages and murdered, massacred. Racism and white supremacy is not a bipartisan issue. It's an American issue and one which we must all come to terms with. But if the American dream, which you were talking about, is that anyone can do anything and be anything that they want, how can we support this kind of fanciful idea when the reality is that Native peoples and so many other marginalized groups, through systemic economic barriers partly caused by the environment of our founding, are left behind from that dream?
The question is, I'll rephrase it. The question is, isn't it true that America was contaminated by white supremacy from the very beginning, and that the genocidal acts of white supremacy, like the displacement, relocation, and massacre of the Native Indians, is an American crime, not a partisan crime? Let me answer it this way. First of all, who were the people who took the American Indians off their ancestral lands, drove them further west, enslaved the ones who stayed, killed the ones who resisted? The answer, the Jacksonian Democrats of the 19th century. They did it. Now, what is the proof of this? This is very interesting. The proof of this, weirdly enough, is Hitler himself. When Hitler was sitting in Landsberg prison, Hitler had a problem, and the problem was that he wanted Germany to be a superpower in the way that Britain and France were, the superpowers of Europe. And Hitler was thinking, we have to do this through colonialism, because that's how the British and the French became powerful. The British run India, they run half of Africa, the French have colonies all over the world. Hitler thought, Germany needs to do that. But he realized, but there's nothing left to take. All the real estate on the planet has been sort of occupied. So how can Germany become a great power? And then Hitler realized. Andrew Jackson figured out how to do that in the United States. His formula was really simple. Drive the Indians off their land. Kill the ones who resist. Enslave the ones who remained. In other words, Jackson didn't have to leave his neighborhood. He performed genocide and colonialism right at home. And Hitler said, I got to do that. I got to take a page from the Jacksonian Democrats. I don't need to go hunting for India or Africa. I'm going to take the Poles, the Slavs, the Eastern Europeans, the Russians. I'm going to throw them off their land. If they resist, I'll kill them. If they stay back, I'll enslave them. I want every German to live on a farm. This is Adolf Hitler. Taking a page from the book of the Jacksonian Democrats of the 19th century. Now, this has been exposed very recently by the historian Timothy Snyder and others. But here's again, Hitler knows something that your textbooks have evidently not taught you, which is that this was a project of the Democratic Party to create white supremacy, because Andrew Jackson stole that land. He gave it to settlers in exchange for their votes. He sold it at bargain basement prices. And so white supremacy becomes the foundational ideology of the Democratic Party, not just with regard to blacks, but also with regard to American Indians. So no, this is not a bipartisan issue. This is not an American tragedy. Remember, we fought a big civil war over issues like this. One bunch of Americans did really bad things, and another bunch of Americans, otherwise called Republicans, stopped them.
So, in your face is what he was saying. And the reason why I bring this up is because I covered this with some college kids over the weekend. I covered with you guys all the time. And, you know, that's the leftist. They always want, America owns this. And no, America doesn't own that. The Democrats own it. When Jackson did that to the Indians, next in line were the blacks. America doesn't own that. The Democrats own it. The Republicans fought to get these guys, you know, to beat these guys down. It's funny. Every time I talk to black folks, they talk about, you know, white people, this white people. I go, man, do you understand that over 300,000 white men killed 200 and something thousand other white men so that we could be free? And you want to talk about white people? Imagine that, something goes on in America and you have to get two brothers or cousins on the different sides of the street fighting each other, all in a time to help for the reason to help some white person. Find me two black people that grow up in America that are willing to go to battle. Somebody in Cleveland's going to go to battle with his cousin in California because the guy in Cleveland says you need to quit mistreating white people, and the guy in California says, no, I'm going to do whatever I want to white people. Show me those that are willing to die on behalf of white folks. Because let me tell you, you can criticize white people all you want, and I'm talking mainly to a white audience. How can you take criticism when your forefathers, many of them, were willing to give their lives for people that they did not know, all in an effort to save a country that has become the greatest country in the world because of their sacrifice? How dare you take a step back to anybody when you're willing to do that? Now, some people can call that, I'm a black guy saying it. Because let me tell you something, if black people did that for white folks and you were coming after me talking about, yeah, y'all got all that black privilege, I'd say, yeah, we have so much black privilege that I lost family members saving your white butt. That's how much privilege we have. You need to shut up. The reason why you have opportunity is because we poured our blood onto this soil. That, if I were white, I would say that to any black who dared get in my face. You guys want somebody to tell you how to act? I'll tell you how to act. I mean, half the time in America, I mean, I'll say it again. I wish I was white just so I could show you how to stand up for yourselves. Not that I want to be white, because I'm happy to be black. I'm proud to be American.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trappings of life. That's the way I heard it described. You know, when you get a few things and people look around and say, oh, so you got a few of the trappings of life. They're looking at your big screen TV or your pool in your yard or whatever. Why do we call it the trappings, huh? Isn't that how we describe the things that we seek? The trappings. You know, that fancy car is a trap for you that you get inside of it and bam, you know, the thing slams down on you and you're the mouse that gets the cheese, but you don't exactly get the cheese. The trappings of life. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I was thinking about all the things that we seek out of life, all the things that people tell us are, you know, the big deals of life, you know, popularity and power and money, fame, fortune, whatever, call it whatever you want, define it however you wish. It's a trap, right? The house, the cars, the vacation, the trophy wife or husband, the trophy kids, everything that's supposed to go perfectly in your life. We're baited in by it all. Yeah, you go out, you see somebody with some nice shoes, and you're like, whoa, where'd you get those? It's a trap. How much does your fiance, your wife, or girlfriend, maybe your boyfriend or husband, spend on shoes? Okay, I'll go. I'll bite. So the most I've probably ever paid for a pair of shoes is $700. A lot of money. I bought some shoes recently, dress shoes. I paid $60 for them. When I was buying the $700 shoes, I was in the trap. Some people in the world would even say, Kevin, you paid $60. You paid 2 months' salary for shoes? You're crazy, man. They were technically right. I had other shoes. They might not have even matched the outfits that I need to wear. But I had them. But I needed those. And by the way, I love these shoes. My $60 shoes are so comfortable. I'm not going to give the brand out. They don't pay me any money. They don't trap me. Oh, no. Not getting any freebies from the Kevin Jackson Show. The trappings of life. I'm not sure where conservatives learned of our insignificance. I don't know what stage of evolution you're at even to where you now can avoid a lot of the trappings of life, the traps of life, if you will. I don't know where you are. I'm on the evolution. I'm way tilted to the right on this evolutionary scale of not falling for the traps anymore. I don't need to own the cars I saw when Fox flew me out to Los Angeles. I don't need to own them. I saw a Lamborghini that made you salivate. And then the dude that owned that, they brought his Bugatti up the next day. And it was absolutely stunning.
And I just thought about, I'm not kidding you, I thought about the number of kids that could get an education, the number of people whose houses could be taken out of foreclosure, the number of businesses that could use that cash injection and so on and so forth. I just thought about the indulgence of such an item. And for the record, I'm not mad at people that get them. If you get it and you've earned it, go for it, man. If that's your passion, go for it. Jay Leno's garage, right? Jay's earned it. He's got cars. They're beautiful things. He takes them out. You know, he doesn't show them off. It's like a piece of him. I get it, man. We've all got something that we probably would love to collect that you have that passion for. So I get it. But I also see the indulgence, and I think to myself, wow, you know, we live in a world, and I know there are people going, Kevin, this doesn't sound like a conservative show. Oh, it is totally conservative. I'm not belittling or decrying anybody's success. I'm just saying it's a trap. And what's funny to me is I look at the traps that are getting set for us politically as I think about all this, because, you know, look, let's face it, it's all going to be meaningless. We're all going to die, and on the day of your death, you likely won't care about anything you've amassed or accomplished. I'm saying if you know you're going to die, some of us are going to die, and it's going to be, boop, and it's going to be, what? Today was the day, and your fleeting thought is going to be, today was the day as your life passes before your eyes, and that's the end. But some of us are going to know. We're going to say, you know what? I'm hours away. And you're not going to care about your Bugatti and your Lamborghini and all that stuff. If most of us will be going, God, I wish I had done this or done that or whatever. And then a few of us are going to go, you know what? This is the end. That's all there is to it. And I'm off to the better place. You had your time here. Be glad we spent it together. We're spending it together right now, aren't we? That's why we aren't allowed to know when we die. Because if you knew that, you would live your life very differently. Think about it. You would be like, man, I ain't wasting my time over there. I ain't putting up with this or whatever. Or if you know I'm going to live to be 120, you might make some different arrangements with friends. You know what I mean? It's an interesting thing to contemplate because it's sort of a lesson of time. We've talked about time a bit. That it's so interesting because it's all based on a matter of perspective. Yeah, man is the only kind of varmint that sets his own trap, baits it, then steps in it. John Steinbeck said that. There are lots of traps, people. Lots of traps. Lots of things out there that want your attention. Lots of things that demand your attention. And look, I'm not trying to get too philosophical here, but where's it all in? So let me give you a couple of traps. Something to think about. Education. Education is a trap. Oh, you should be educated. No question. The question is, where does that education come from? Is the education from your parents? Oh, yeah, it should be. A lot of your education comes from your parents. A lot of education comes from your friends. A lot of education will come from other family members. A lot of education will come from you observing the world. You will educate yourself more than anybody. I'm not splitting hairs on it. I'm saying you're going to have teachers that teach, but you're going to observe and you're going to, you will, who you become and how educated you become is going to be a factor of your own being. That's what's going to determine it. So there's lots of traps, and the education is a trap. Not the one you give yourself, but the one that, for example, the government wants to give you. The government wants you to believe it educates you. Now, I can go into the indoctrination side of it and all that. I'm just saying government prides itself on the idea that it's really giving you something. You've paid for this, and here's what you're getting back. You are getting back worthless junk. Look at the kids today, man. They don't understand anything, and they want to be dumb. They do. They want to be dumbed down. I'll tell you this. I'll make you a bet. You can learn more just going on the Internet and trying to – they give you a degree plan, and if you had stick-to-itiveness – in 2 years, 2 to 4 years, studying it at a pace that you, as I said, stick-to-itiveness, you would have a degree that would rival any country, I mean, any school in the country, including MIT and Caltech. If you want to be a good engineer, I'll put you on Google. I mean, I'll put you on a search engine. You can Google videos on robotics. You could Google videos on how formulas are being reached and professors giving you lectures. And you could have every lecture and you would be a very brilliant person if you decided to go that route. You'd be brilliant. But they don't want you to do that because there's a ruse of education. There is a trap inside of the educational system. The first part of the trap is to make you believe that you're truly getting educated. You must be part of this racket that says, let's get ourselves educated, because without that, what could your future be? Now, there's plenty of evidence of what your future could be. I mean, you could be a chef. I'm not saying that's not an educated role. I mean, you don't have to go to L'École Culinaire or whatever, or, you know, what's that school? CIA, Culinary Institute of America. You don't have to go there to become an amazing chef. Would it help you? Sure. I could put you on YouTube for a year. You could talk about flavor profiles. And as long as you got enough money to buy ingredients, you could cook and do that stuff in your kitchen, man. You'd be a master chef. Learn how to plate, how to dress things up. I'll tell you this, I've learned a ton about cooking, watching Master Chef and Beat Bobby Flay and a bunch of other stuff. I even learned a lot about how to build houses, how to flip them, all kinds of things, how to buy cheap. There's a show called Barter Kings. You can barter stuff and a whole market of it. There's a ton to be learned. But you know what? They tell you, no, the education you're going to get, the one that matters, is the one that has this. I wish I had a piece of paper to, you know, like that. But the one that matters is the one where you get that pigskin. It has some school attached to it. The University of or Blank University. That's the one that's going to mean something to you. That's the piece of paper that will be the most important piece of paper in your life. And that's why Bill Gates dropped out of, what, Harvard? And became one of the richest men in the world. That's why. Because he needed that education so much. And there's a ton of other people I could talk about that are in the same predicament. Said, I don't need the stinking education. Mark Stein, you may know this guy. Sits in for Rush, does some other good stuff. Big conservative out of Canada. Canada. Mark Stein, I think, graduated high school. Or maybe didn't. You know, brilliant people. The ruse, the traps. We're going to talk more about traps.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The traps of life, the trappings.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Are you trapped? Are you trapped in a life? Did you make a decision because somebody said this is the way it needs to be? Maybe it's the person you're with. I'm not trying to create any stir in your life. I'm just saying it could be. Maybe it's the way you handle the kid, because everybody goes, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be. You know, this is how you deal with kids. And you're in a situation and you feel trapped. You ever felt trapped in a situation? Like, I can't get out of this. I'm in a low-end job, a job I can't do. I can't move around. I don't like it. But, I'll put it to you this way. The majority of people who graduate college don't use their degrees. Did they escape the trap? I don't know. Apparently so. They weren't that interested in what they had and what in the degree plan they went for. I've talked about education a lot because, you know, people make a decision on education because they, well, in 10 years, it's going to be nurses. You know, so everybody goes, oh, I hear 10 years, it's going to be nurses. So your kid, you know, it's 5 years from college, says, I'm going to be in the medical field. Or
in 10 years, it'll be electrical engineers
or whatever,
mechanical engineers or astronauts,
whatever. They tell you what the government or somebody's telling you what you need to be, and then you go be it. Now the big deal,
social justice warriors. Yeah, social justice warriors.
Big deal. Now they got degree plans for it, diversity planners all over the place. You go to a company, they got a diversity coordinator. Go to a college, university, diversity coordinator. Diversity, diversity, diversity. Everybody's selling diversity. A lot of people. How many times have you heard this? You know, I always wanted to get that college degree. I did. And or, you know, I didn't get an education, so I wanted to make sure my kids got one. So I saved up for college. That was what my aunt said. I could just hear her saying it. I saved up. Got them in there. And I can tell you, to a person, not a single one of her kids, she's had five kids, not a single one of her kids uses the degree that she paid for. Not one. No, it is a fact. It's a chip on a lot of people's shoulder. They got to get that education. Because you know what? Without it, well, how are people going to look at you? Hi, this is Kevin Jackson, and, you know, blah, 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 we're talking, you know, and somebody introduces you, and then, yeah, Kevin, you know, they mentioned you're an electrical engineer. Where'd you go to school? They mentioned you got a business degree. Not me, but, you know, where'd you go to school?
Well, I started out at community college. And then I graduated and from there and got my associate's degree and I went on to Ohio State.
Good football school.
What about you, Jim?
Well, I'm a Harvard guy. Yeah, I'm a Harvard guy. You know, that's why I did my MBA. Princeton for my undergrad, and we get all, holy cow. We buy into this. We buy into the trap, the ruse that something's better than the other. You know what I mean? And I don't know. Is a Harvard education truly better than a state school education? I think it's a factor of the kids, personally. I don't think it's a factor of the professors. I told you guys story after story. I've had friends of mine who were students in class that could have run circles around the professors. I watched one, Lloyd. I talk about Lloyd a lot. He's a true rocket scientist, and he was a rock star even before then. The dude was just born with one of those brains that could look at math and go, bloop. He's a guy that you know, they see on the movies that reads the book like, and he goes, I got it. That was him. That's the dude. He just made everybody look stupid. Wow. Yeah. He didn't need anybody's education. I'm telling you, as God's my witness, Lloyd didn't need anybody's education. He was Goodwill Hunting. He was the dude writing the formula on the wall and was the janitor. That's who that kid was. But they want you to believe, man, you got to pay for that big fat education. The one where they tell you, hey, by the time you get out of the free education we gave you and you're going to start paying for it, guess what, kids? I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell you that a third of you aren't even going to make this one. We're going to take your money and you're going to get nothing out of it. And then, oh, by the way, for those of you who graduate, 4 out of 5 of you aren't going to use the degree and we're going to take your money and we're going to laugh all the way to the bank. And then we're going to go ask for more. We're going to jack up everybody's, you know, salaries. You know what you'll hear? Here's what you'll hear. Teachers, we need more pay. On the free side. You ever heard of a strike at Harvard? I haven't heard of a teacher strike, a professor strike, at a college or university my entire life. But you'll hear about right now in Arizona.
Oh, the teachers are striking.
We want more money. Because we're failing kids at a record levels. And oh, by the way, when we send them to college, where the teachers get a fortune, they get nothing out of that either. They don't strike. You don't see parents revolting.
I've given you the number. If you have four kids, okay, let's make it better math. If you have five kids and you send them to college, four out of those five kids are not going to use their degree that you paid for that college education for. How much are you willing to spend now? Are you going to revolt? Are you going to pick it? Are you going to put on a vagina hat and be all mad that your daughters are not using their degrees? Now they got to work on a pole. You should be. You should be angry about it because you got trapped. Equality. Equality is a trap. I just explained it to you. Community college and then Harvard. There's no equality there. There's no equality in Ohio State and Princeton or Yale or Columbia or whatever. Then they don't complain about that, but they'll complain about the equality of somebody. You got white privilege over there, boy. You are beyond equal. You got to give some of that melanin privilege over to the old Jaquan. Jaquan's looking like, what? Man, I don't want nothing from that white boy. Till they train him, till they put him in the indoctrination camp and waterboard and beat old Jaquan. Oh, white people owe me something. I want my reparations. Equality, another trap. Get in front of any audience you want and say, okay, it's a bunch of white people here. By virtue of white privilege, you're all equal. Because let me tell you, I spoke to a group of white folks, I flew over a bunch of white people to get to a whole other group of white people. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got them all over the country. So I fly over these bunch of white people. I land in the center of a bunch of white folks. And, you know, the first thing that a lady, she came to me, she says, Kevin, you're so thankful that you decided to be our keynote speaker. And she grabbed me. She says, now, let me give you the lay of the land. And then she started separating white people out. I was like, what? It was like Moses parting the sea. She was parting the white sea. Now, Kevin, these are the haves and these are the have-nots. I'm not even kidding you. She didn't say it that way. What she said was, now, I want you to look over there. He's the guy going to be the MC. Now, he and his family own half the county. They own half the county. They own the Ford dealership. They own the Chevy dealership. They own this. They own the grain mill. They own the franchise, Kentucky Fried Chicken. What? Hold on a minute. You lost me at Kentucky Fried Chicken. Hold on. What? Yeah, I can make racial jokes. So, she explained to me that these people were the, filthy rich, and the wife was going to be coming in, and the father was showing up later, and blah, 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 and he's doing so and so. And then she pointed out all the different, that's the judge right there. He has been the judge for, 80 years or 40 years or whatever number of time, and he retired recently, but he's still a big, factor in politics around here. And then we got to the sodomites eventually. Oh, Kevin, this is Jeff. Jeff, hi, meet Kevin. No introduction. Jeff works at the factory or whatever. He's separating them. So my point is this. It ain't equal. And I'll tell you something else. If you're good looking, things are not equal. If you're smart, things are not. You can upend equality is so upended it's crazy. Because there'll be this homely looking girl that's got an IQ of 173 and she can go work at NASA. And the most beautiful girl in the world, she could get lost in obscurity because let me tell you, there's a lot of beautiful women, believe it or not. So there aren't a lot of people with 172 IQ. So who's the real winner? Who's the real DNA physiological winner? The girl who gets the high school quarterback and ends up spitting out three babies before she's 23, and now she finds out that she could have been a star. Or the girl who takes her education and goes forward. But we allow it. Because, we get trapped into this idea of equality. And it's equality of what? Oh, it's equality of skin color. It's equality of whatever. Equality doesn't exist. Doesn't exist in nature. The closest thing to it are the, plants and things like that that can replicate themselves exactly. That's the closest thing to it. But here's kind of an interesting twist to that. Humans are very equal because we all have lots of things we can do if we don't fall for the traps. You have things that you're good at. Let anybody dissuade you from finding out what it is.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.